This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me back in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Bezoska, the Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
You were out of town 1 week, and then I talked to a cast member from Color Purple last week.
Yeah, it's been busy, but very glad to be back.
Heard great reviews about Color Purple,
by
the way.
Oh, Color Purple was wonderful. What a great show. And I was talking to some of the cast members just before they left, and they loved being here. They had a great time.
Now, we've got a one-night show tomorrow night at Walton Arts Center.
Yes, that's correct. This is great. This is the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Jonathan Biss on solo piano. And this is a chamber orchestra, a very famous chamber orchestra, and they generally play without a conductor. Their conductor either conducts from the first chair violin or, you know, their music direction happens from there, or Jonathan is playing on the piano and the music direction is coming from there. But this particular musical group has really gained a reputation as one of the best, and it's going to be a lovely evening. It's an all Mozart program, so we'll have the Divertimento in D major, we'll have Symphony number 29 in A major, and the Piano Concerto number 12 in A major. So it will just be a this is a classical music lovers show. You should come to this. If you like Mozart, this is going to be a great night.
That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available. You can get them at 443-5600 or online at waltonartscenter.org.
Monday and Tuesday, more music from the University of Arkansas.
More music. We have the University of Arkansas Scala Cantorum concert on Monday at 7:30, and we have the UA Inspirational Singers on Tuesday at 7:30. All tickets for all of those are available on our website. And then, believe it or not, we are into the third and fourth shows in our 10x10 art series, which kicked off so successfully a couple weeks back.
Trey McIntyre Project?
That's correct. Trey McIntyre Project on Friday the 5th. Shows at 8 o'clock. Wanted to talk a little bit about this one because I know we've talked about with the 10x10 art series about this idea of pre-show conversations and this opportunity to dig a little deeper and get involved more with the musicians or the artists. For Trey McIntyre, we have this really unique opportunity where if you come at 7 o'clock, the show starts at 8, if you come at 7 o'clock, we're going to be able to let you into the hall to watch them rehearse and warm up. So you'll go sit in the hall, you'll watch them rehearse for a little bit, and then the dancers may go back and get prepped, but Trey McIntyre, who's the choreographer, will come and answer do a Q&A for a few minutes before the show. So if you show up at 7, you'll get to be in the hall, you get to watch them prepare, you'll get to talk to Trey McIntyre, then you'll come back out into the lobby, and then in another few minutes you'll go back in and you'll watch the show.
I would think if you're a young person who has any thoughts about being a dancer, that would be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely. They are just the Trey McIntyre Project, the people who run that organization are just so fun and interesting. They're young, they're dynamic, they're trying to change how people perceive dance. They're trying to take it out of this feeling that I don't understand it or it's a language that I never grew up learning, and they're trying to bring it into a very contemporary place where you're comfortable with it, where anybody who likes to move can appreciate what they're seeing on stage. They're going to be doing master classes here in town, and they'll do some of them formally with dance studios, and then they'll do others that are available for people who just want to get up and move their bodies. And it's a really innovative and interesting company. It goes across the whole company. It's not just their dance, it's their branding and their marketing. They want to be accessible. They're all over social media. They're very much about taking dance and bringing it to a new generation and making it fun. I mean, the featured piece they're going to perform is called Wild Sweet Love, and that features the music of Queen, Lou Reed, Roberta Flack, Felix Mendelssohn, and the Zombies, you know? So, I mean, how can you not love that? Yeah. And they're all young and interesting people who are going to be available to talk to you after the show. So we'll have a post-show party in the lobby after the show. So the musicians and the dancers will be out there. And it's just going to be great.
Most tickets, $10.
And they're going quickly. Our hope is that this one is sold out. And so if you would like to come, I would say get them now because it's going to be a great night. It's going to be fantastic.
And then Bill Bryson.
Bill Bryson.
Coming to Walton Arts Center.
Oh, I'm so excited about Bill Bryson. I'm reading one of his books right now, and he's one of those authors that makes you laugh out loud. You know, you're reading along, and you're going, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's really funny. And he has a new book out. It's called At Home. You might have heard, you might have seen him. He's been making the rounds of the talk shows, and he's been profiled in the big papers. But Bill Bryson is a he's funny. He started off as a travel writer, but he's evolved into this. It's almost a little bit of commentary where he just kind of points out the funny things in life. And this, his new book At Home is he tries to take his house and tries to construct the history of the world through the things in his house. So what about his bedroom? Can he learn about, what can he learn about history from his bedroom? And so his reading with us will be a reading followed by a Q&A, and then he will sign books. And so we're just thrilled to have him because he's just funny. And he's a very, very highly successful author, good writer and, well known all over the world.
It's the 15th of November.
It's the 15th of November, and it's at 7 p.m. And tickets are available online, and you might want to check and see if there are special offers available on that. There might be some discounts out there for you.
And if the name sounds somewhat familiar, A Walk in the Woods. That's his big book.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, catch your breath.
Yes.
Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Jody.